Now, welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass today. We got Lori Bishop on the phone. She is from the Flint Hills Volunteer Center and going to be joining us to talk about a commemoration happening tomorrow. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
So I caught wind from Dave actually earlier this week that you have a virtual event to commemorate the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks happening tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not so much a virtual. We unfortunately had to make the tough decision to cancel our annual 9/11 event, and our speaker who was going to be here. So it was kind of a tough decision, but we didn't want to let the day go unrecognized. And so what we've done is, for the past week, we've been sharing stories, from those that were directly impacted, from 9/11 of 2001. And those are all listed on our Facebook page. And it's just really interesting. I hope everyone goes to that and reads through that. Dave, who was live on the air that day, his story was really good. And so people can get a feeling of, you know, what they went through on that day. And then tomorrow we'll have a post where we want people to get on and in the comment section share their reflection. Tell us what happened that you remember of that day. It's kind of our voices of reflection. So we're hoping people will participate that way and share where they were and what they were doing. You know, many of us remember vividly what we did that day. And then you have those who weren't born on that day. And we have a program called our CSC program. It's community connecting students to communities. And we have a high school student that created a PowerPoint presentation. And he did this so he could educate other high school students on the events of that day. And we'll be posting that on the 12th. We had so many things to get through the 11th. But it was really nice. He stepped up and wanted to do this. And so we'll be posting those as well. So, and then in addition to that, our students came together and they made banners. And we delivered one to the Flint Hills Discovery Center. So they have that up. As soon as you walk in the door, you'll see it. It's really, really awesome. And then we took some to the police department, the fire department. And so it's just their way of doing this painted banner of what they did. And then we have a lot of our volunteers baking cookies, and we'll be delivering those tomorrow to all of our first responders as well. So we just really wanted to highlight what we've done and what we are doing. We already have our speaker. He's a retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert Darling. He graciously accepted and is coming next year, so we'll commemorate the 20th anniversary of that day and continue on what we were going to do this year, but we'll do it next year.
All right. Yeah, it's tough to have to make all these changes here, but I think the story idea is pretty awesome. I'm just looking through some of them here on the Facebook page. Now you've got, obviously you mentioned Dave. We have RCPD Director Dennis Butler, Mayor Yusha Reddy shared a story, Ryan Alms from the fire department. I mean, it's a pretty big list. And, of course, you know, I remember right after it happened, the phrase never forget was uttered so much.
Yes.
And now we're coming up almost two decades later, and there are people who don't remember. I mean, they weren't old enough, and we have to share those stories to keep it alive.
Yes, and that was one of the comments that the high school student made as well, and that made me so proud to hear a high school student want to. He did a really good job. He did a lot of research on it and put it together. Actually, there's a couple points in there that I didn't even know myself. So it was really nice. But just, you know, this is the time of year where everybody is sharing, you know, stories, and we wanted people to access our Facebook page tomorrow and join in the reflection. You know, put your comments in. Let everyone see, you know, what it is that, you know, we have a gentleman on 9 year a staff sergeant who was in high school at that time. You know, so it's really nice. We have Deb Abner, who was a first responder with the Salvation Army, and she told a great story. You know, she was right there at the, you know, being deployed there. So, yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, there's some really good reflections that different people have made.
Yeah, absolutely. And probably, I would imagine next year there'll be hopefully a really big celebration to commemorate the 20th anniversary. And, you know, you get a year off of it a little bit, unfortunately, this year, but maybe that'll allow you to make some really cool adjustments for next year.
Yeah, I know. We had a two-day event. We wanted to make it a family-friendly event this year. So we're going to continue with what our plans were and continue it on the next year. Our speaker, he actually was in the White House. He was in the bunker, actually, the night this all happened for 24 hours, and he wrote a book, 24 hours in the bunker, and it's a great story as well. And so he'll be a great speaker for us next year. But you know, we're just going to continue on and have the same plans we had planned for this year, but we'll put them out for next year. And like I said, next year we will commemorate 20 years since this unfortunate thing happened.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, tell us a little bit more, for those that don't know, about the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, kind of what your mission is and how people can get involved.
Yeah, our goal is to help our community. We recruit, train, place volunteers of any age. We have several programs underneath the umbrella of our volunteer center. We have a suicide prevention task force, and we are now gaining momentum on that. We've got some K-State students that stepped up and want to help us with that. One is going to help us so we can implement a program in the future for high school students. Nonprofit agencies that we have, we reach out to them. We have our student program. We have that we work with college students and middle school and high school students. It's nice because everyone can volunteer on an individual basis. With the younger kids, they can volunteer and make it a family event. You know, and since the pandemic, we've recruited almost 150 new volunteers. They're just really wanting to step up and help. And of course, we're limited on what we can do during this time, but there's always a need for volunteers. And we're nearly 1,000 volunteers that we have enrolled in our program. So we do some pretty great things.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, this pandemic has brought out, you know, the best in a lot of people. I know there's the stuff on social media, too, that brings out the worst in people. But I feel like things like what you guys are doing and the nonprofit agencies to help the community, that really shows, and I think that brings out the best. So,
yeah, you know, and we had to get creative to think, what can we do? We hear from our older adults that don't feel safe getting out. What can we do in our home? And so we've taken materials to them, and they've made face masks for us. We've made, I think last I heard, nearly 2,500 face masks that we've given out to community organizations and individuals and kids, and we still have several of those left on hand. And so we've had to get real creative on what can we do to take to people so that they can do. You know, we're seeing a lot more social isolation for those that can't get out or don't feel comfortable getting out, and so we want to stay in tune. We took 35 volunteers that we have that are over the age of 80. We took care packages to them, including envelopes and stamps and toiletries and that kind of thing. And bless their hearts, so many of them sent thank you notes back to us and told us how that really helped them with their mindset and their mental health. And so we're just always here for our community. We're here for our volunteers and trying to meet any of those needs. But we're always needing volunteers to help with Harvesters and Meals on Wheels and a lot of those places where we do need volunteers. So.
All right. Well, great. Never forget, Voices of Reflection. You can see those stories from September 11th, 2001 on the Facebook page for the Flint Hills Volunteer Center. Lori, appreciate the time, and We'll talk to you sometime down the road.
All right. Thank you.
Again, that's Lori Bishop here on In Focus. Great show today with all of our guests, Dan Watkins from the VFW Post 1786, and, of course, the new garrison commander out of Fort Riley, Colonel Will McCannay. If you want to hear any of those, we'll have them shortly up online at newsradiokman.com.
They probably ought to post the comments that I made on